Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. And I want to wish everyone a very, very happy and safe 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to all of you guys. And so, in honor of the holiday, today I'm talking a little bit about Independence Day. So, on July 4th of 1776, the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence, announcing the colony's separation from Great Britain. The Constitution provides the legal and governmental framework for the United States. However, the Declaration, with its eloquent assertion, all men are created equal, is equally beloved by the American people. And so that's just something that I found online to give you a little bit of context of why we celebrate the 4th of July. It was 4th of July, 1776, where the United States officially declared its independence and said, hey, we're no longer rolling with Britain. We are now officially an independent nation. And I think this can be reflected in American values. I think Americans really value their independence. In other cultures, it's not as common or celebrated to be 18 and then go do your own thing. Out here, it's very, very common for someone who's 18 or maybe like mid-20s to, it's almost an expectation that you're either going to go to school, go off and do your own thing, find your own means of survival. At that time. And I think that a lot of that comes from the fact that our country separated from its mother country, you know, at such a surprising time. And so I think that there's a lot that could be related between America's secession from Britain and, you know, how Americans treat their young. Where Americans, we are often expected to kind of grow up and grow out and go do your own thing. Personally, my big test for independence was the United States Peace Corps. United States Peace Corps was 2 years of volunteer work in, I was in Morocco, and I had never felt so independent. Some people would say college was a big independence situation for them. For me, I was pretty much on my own here in Vegas. I did live in the dorm, so it's a little different. But when I lived with my friends and was just going to school, I definitely was pretty far away from home. But that felt like independence, like baby step, compared to going off to Morocco and living on my own for a couple years, learning a new language and a new culture and trying to fit in. So independence comes in many shapes and forms, and the only way to really gain your independence is to kind of test yourself and put yourself through the ringer and, you know, go in the direction that you choose, right? Independent comes from the idea that you are completely on your own, right? We can even use this as a quick little word knowledge lesson. Think about the word dependent, right? And then think of the word independent. So dependent means you depend on someone. You need that person or that thing in order to survive or get by or flourish or thrive or whatever. So you're dependent on that. Independent means that that's no longer related to you. You can do things on your own. You're not reliant on anything else. So it's important to think about where these words come from and what they really mean. So if you're, you know, an 18-year-old or even a 25-year-old and you're trying to get more independence, my recommendation, go out and try to do things that you decide to do, right? I think that's one of the biggest frustrations of younger people across the planet, really, is we don't get to make our own decisions. We're pushed into a place where we have to do what we're told and all that. And so independence, also known as autonomy, is super duper valuable in the workforce and on an individual level as well. So like I said earlier, Peace Corps was a big test for my independence. When I got back from Peace Corps, I definitely felt like I could fall into any situation in life and I could be self-reliant. I would survive in that situation. Whereas basic training, officer candidate school, and Bullock, I would say were more tests of my teamwork. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Army or military in general, is a lot of it comes down to one team, one fight, you know, working with other people. And so I think that's one of the reasons that word knowledge is so, so important on the ASVAB, is they want to know, can you communicate to other people and can you understand what they're saying and can you say what you need? Communication really is important for every aspect of life, but specifically for the Army, when lives can be at stake, you really want to have someone who can explain why they're doing what they're doing and make it very, very clear for everybody around them. So keep that in mind. How to be independent in a team. So Officer Candidate School in Bullock talks about units being part of the big picture. So a unit of military forces could be quartermaster unit or an infantry unit. These different units have different jobs, but they are independent teams that make up the bigger force. So inside of, say, a unit, you're going to have three or four platoons. Inside of those platoons, you're going to have squads. And inside of those squads, you'll have teams. And inside of teams, you're going to have individual soldiers. So while the Army really, really values teamwork, individuals being independently capable of doing their job is paramount, right? None of it works if the lowest levels don't work. If our junior enlisted soldiers aren't doing their basic jobs, the massive force of the unit crumbles because it is completely reliant on the individual service member. And so this is why in the Soldier's Creed and really in the military in general, it's really forced and stressed that we place the mission first. So being able to do what you're told correctly and well is crucial. I mean, it really is what you're measured on, and it does, you know, take an effect on everything around you. So what I recommend is try to do your best, because you never know whose life you're going to impact by doing that. So I want to talk a little bit about the ASVAB students out there, because this is an ASVAB domination podcast. So doing things on your own versus in a group. Students taking the ASVAB feel like they learn best one-on-one, in my experience. A lot of students are going to be like, hey, can I get one-on-one tutoring? Can I get one-on-one coaching? I just feel like I need somebody who's right there with me and explaining things to me. And while I agree that they do learn well, I've also done small group tutoring as well. And I felt like small group was really helpful too, because there's other students who are going through the same struggle. And I think that's one of the things that's kind of underrated when it comes to tutoring, is having other people who are going through the same complications that you're going through is going to make it seem a lot easier, right? If you're sitting next to someone who's starting to understand fractions, you're much more likely to start to get it than you are if it's just you versus a video, or even if it's a one-on-one situation. One-on-one situation is great because a teacher will show you, okay, this is the mistake you're making, this is how we can fix that. And you're going to have someone who shows you exactly, you know, how to do it right. But at the same time, having someone who's not on that level, someone who's not a teacher, who's next to you going through the same struggle, helps to affirm your choices. It helps to, like, you have someone to compare to. You can be like, okay, I get this better than him or her, or I don't get it as well as him or her. What are they doing differently than what I'm doing? And so it makes things a little bit easier in that regard. So my recommendation is you may want to get a tutor, but you also want to surround yourself with peers. So even if you're doing one-on-one tutoring, being in an ROTC group or being with a group of people who are still trying to join the military, that's going to help you. And for my AFCT soldiers out there, find other soldiers who want to get better scores on their ASVAB, better AFCT scores, so that they can get those jobs, because then you have someone who is going to assist you in being accountable. And so while today is Independence Day, I feel that, you know, you really gain your independence through teamwork. You can get better and better at doing your own thing because you've worked with other people. So while independence is paramount, surrounding yourself with other people who are trying to do good things is only going to make you better. So I want to say happy Independence Day. And for today's little exercise, what I recommend you do is look at what you've accomplished on your own unique journey, and take pride in that. Try to celebrate your own independence while we celebrate America's independence from another country 200 years ago. Look at your life and think about what have you accomplished on an independent level and celebrate that. All right, guys. Well, that being said, as always, be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner, and have a happy Independence Day. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer, or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore, because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps, so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well, because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALtutors.com, GAMONALtutors.com. And you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic, can be found at GAMONALtutors.com, and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.